Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Well, further details are emerging about Mayo's Great Greenway fiasco. As we heard yesterday, Mayo County Council recently repaid €1.2 million to the taxpayer after it emerged it had sought funding for greenway projects which didn't exist. However, the council's auditors reported no concerns even after the government's investigators had found discrepancies. One prominent local politician says Mayo and other county councils should be answerable to the Dáil's public spending watchdog and fears his county will be treated like lepers when it looks for funding in the future. Well, our reporter Barry Lenihan brought us details on all of this yesterday and he's just back in the door from Mayo now. Barry, what are your people saying, or what were people saying rather, after your report yesterday?
Yeah, Mayo County Council named Local Authority of the Year in 2018 and 20. 2 years where problems were unfolding behind the scenes about their handling of government funds for greenways. As we know now, the council claimed over €2 million in state funding it shouldn't have. 10 projects breached government guidelines where the council had said works were completed, but in many cases they hadn't even started. And this included claiming expenditure of €1.2 million for a trail that hadn't started and claiming a grant of €200,000 for a bridge that didn't exist. A greenway in Lewisburg had been planned. That's now on ice after Mayo County Council forced to return the money for that project, and people there, they told me they're upset, they're angry. Miriam Haskins and Wendy McGlone set up Smooth Cruising electric bike rental store in the village after hearing consistent promises all last year that the greenway would come to Lewisburg. We now know that council officials knew as far back as 2020 there were issues. Here's what they told me.
We're reading from 2017, the executives in Mayo County Council saying, we really want this greenway. And that was 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we don't seem to have progressed too much since then. So we're at a point now where we thought we need to do it regardless of the greenway, and hopefully it comes afterwards.
It's not just Lewisburg that we want to make into a biking hub. Our passion is about making Mayo into a biking hub, and all we need is just to really to grab hold of that funding and not to have any of the funding returned, to allocate it and to be used to what it was given to, you know, and that's a lot of our frustration.
Tell me, when did you learn about what has happened here and all the controversy?
It was quite bittersweet. So the day that we actually bought it and transferred the money to buy our fleet of bikes, we went into our local garage here to get a little fry just to celebrate ourselves. And when I walked into the shop, I picked up the Mayo News, and the headline on the Mayo News was, it gets worse. And it was about the funding having to be sent back, that it was misallocated. So bittersweet and just so disappointing, but it would take your breath away that such a resource that can bring tourists, not only for our business, but for the local cafes, for the restaurants, for the whole area, that's now being lost. And we're worried that when new funding comes up, are they going to trust the local council to do what they were supposed to do in the first place? It's been talked about for 20 years, you know, this magic greenway. And I think maybe the fact that there has been such a mess of the funding that possibly now when it comes again, it will have to happen.
So people are obviously very upset about this, Barry. What else were people in Lewisburg saying?
They feel a greenway would help bring people to live and work in the village and say they're let down by the revelations. Here's what else they told me, starting with Ana da Silva, who moved from Portugal to the village and employs 12 people across her Tia cafe and deli.
It's kind of let down a little bit because we don't know where we're going from here, because we don't know what is going to happen with the greenway, when it's coming, if it's coming. We don't have any answers really. And it impacts big time on me because I want to keep people living in Lewisburg but also shopping in Lewisburg.
And really over the last 12 months, maybe prior to December, you were under the impression that this was happening, this would be here.
Like I was myself, I was in the impression that it was coming in the next 3 years, 5 years. If we did knew something, we would wouldn't be so disappointed, because Lewisburg people deserve an answer. Where is the money gone? Is the money there? Is the money not there? They have to tell us what is going on.
Hi, my name is John Tequine. I operate a minibus business here in the Lewisburg area. Well, anybody that's involved in the tourism business, the mood is pretty low, I think, because it was something new into the area. It will bring a vibrancy into the area, life into the area. It's just very, very disappointing. We want the greenway, simple as that. Confidence, I don't know. I feel that this area maybe is let down by some of our councillors. They're not just pushing at the council table to ensure that the funding comes from Westport. We have no representatives here on Mayo County Council in this general area. We're sort of forgotten, or they're pushing for their own areas. That's what I feel.
We know some projects benefited from money that was ring-fenced for the greenways.
I definitely think that there's nobody standing up for here. That's my opinion on it. And when you see money being given back for funding that should be here, where were the councillors at the time? At council level, we seem to be forgotten.
I'm Rosari Tiernan from Lewsburg Community Futures. I'm just here, look, in the most beautiful spot in the world, with the sun shining down on us, and only wishing we had an extension of the Greenway. The Greenway was one of the main priorities of our group since the beginning. Last year, we said we'd put the head to the grindstone and try and get things motoring. We were so disappointed when we heard that what had happened. It was a huge knock to us. We don't want to delay the Greenway being developed here. We will put our every might and every effort we can into trying to get it to come to Lewsburg and to the islands. We've approached landowners and everything already to try and make it easy for the County Council. Once you've got over the initial disappointment, you kind of realise, well, if you sit down and you say, oh, boo-hoo, poor us, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. I think all the business people in the area have... We feel strong. We've got a good community and there is fight in us, and we will do whatever we can to get it to where it should be.
Yeah, very interesting, Barry. But lots of questions raised by your report yesterday, and I think the one really that everyone was asking themselves was, how was this allowed to happen?
Yeah, well, according to documents I've seen, auditors largely gave Mayo County Council a clean bill of health even after the government's auditors had flagged major concerns. The council appointed DFK Crowley's as internal auditors in 2020 and 2021. They found nothing amiss. Deloitte, they carried out a fraud review in 2020. No major concerns, and a public spending code review in August after the Department for Rural Affairs had raised concerns. Again, nothing major identified, and local councillors, well, they're likely to raise questions over what exact information was provided to these auditors given what has emerged since.
So where are we at now politically in terms of reaction?
Well, Mayo is still barred from accessing state money from the Department of Rural Affairs. An independent councillor in the Cross Malina area, in the Clare Morris area rather, Patsy O'Brien, he isn't happy.
So I would say estimate that Mayo lost in the region of 2 to 3 million. People are angry, and they're angry for the reasons, and I've always said this and I've said it at council level, councillors will never be forgiven for money that goes back. And the word that people will say to you on the ground, what did ye do with the money? Now, I can't answer that question because I have not, we are not at liberty to know the ins and outs of it in relation to auditing. But what I can tell you is how it affects me. It affects me about you have the poor and the bad roads, you have the hedge cutting that won't be done, and you have inferior footpaths.
This emerged in 2020 and councillors weren't informed until December 2021. There will be
people
people in Mayo who will think, God, those councillors, they must be an awful shower of Egypts, really, but that they didn't know anything was going on.
You can't take the councillors in this in the sense that they weren't informed until 2021. That has to be put over to management. Do we know, are we going to be debarred from future funding? Somebody knew someplace since 2020 that there wasn't a God's chance of a penny coming to Mayo.
Patsy, you fear that Mayo will be treated, quote, like lepers from here on when it comes to state funding.
Well, I have said that publicly at the meeting. The people are suffering in Mayo because of it, and people want this resolved.
What about accountability? People are saying that there is no accountability here for what has happened.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Barry, because you know that local authorities don't have to answer the public accounts, and that's an issue in itself. And maybe that local authorities should have to answer the public accounts committee, like other organisations has, with the discrepancies in relation to different things.
Very interesting. And that is Patsy O'Brien, councillor in Clare Morris, ending that report from Barry Lenehan.